We seem to have a new problem at the nursing homes and veterans centers here in New Jersey. Problem, staff members don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Any of them. First data on vaccination rates at the state's nursing homes and other assisted living facilities, total of 586 locations, shows that on average, 84.6% of residents have been vaccinated. Among staff, 55.7%. Six of the locations, including, Millennium Memory Care, that's in Mattawan, and Manahawkin Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, that's Stafford, none of the staff is fully vaccinated. Then there are five other locations, Inglemore Center, which is in Inglewood, the Arbor at Laurel Circle in Bridgewater. All the nurses, all the aides, all the dietary workers, all the housekeeping staff are vaccinated. In contrast to staff vaccination rates, there are a lot more places. 58 report that 100% of their residents have gotten the full vaccine regimen. And there's only one, the Country Home in Morris Plains, its memory care facility. He got the perfect score. All staff, all residents vaccinated. This is according to the Health Department of New Jersey, by the way. This data they share. Infections and deaths from COVID-19 in long-term care facilities have dropped from the peak of the pandemic, but 229 facilities still have active outbreaks, which have infected more than 2,800 residents, 3,600 staff members. Most of the residents at the state-run veterans' homes in Paramus and Menlo Park, where 192 died from COVID last year, they've been vaccinated, but only 47% of the Paramus Homes' 399 workers are fully vaccinated. And Menlo Park's 445 workers, they're at 56%. Of course, the veteran homes were among the first of the long-term care facilities to get the vaccine. That was in late December. While there have been some positive cases among staff and residents, no one's died from COVID at either one of those locations in months now. So if you're one of these vaccine-reluctant facility staff members, now let me give you the scenario that you're laying the foundation for. There was a recent COVID outbreak at a Kentucky nursing home, kind of clues you into the serious risk being created when too few staff are fully vaccinated. CDC, a week or so ago, reported on the outbreak caused by one unvaccinated staff member with symptoms of COVID-19. Led to 46 infections, 4 hospitalizations, and 3 deaths. All had been offered the Pfizer vaccine, by the way, at 3 on-site visits in January and February. 90.4% of residents were vaccinated, 52.6% of the staff. During the outbreak, 26 residents, including 18 who were fully vaccinated, became infected, along with 20 staff, including 4 who were fully vaccinated. 2 unvaccinated residents and 1 who was vaccinated passed away. Now, what's truly sad and needs to be overcome is how the vaccine reluctant just here, one who was vaccinated died out of everything I just told you about. And those reluctant people with the vaccine go, see, I'm not getting that vaccine. That's why I'm not getting it. It appears that it's primarily women and black people who are the most reluctant to get any of the COVID-19 vaccines. So knowing that, shouldn't it be easy to create factual educational presentations which can erase the reluctance? Well, I said it should be easy, didn't I? Considering how the Murphy administration has dealt with the coronavirus at these facilities from the start, we expect this easy task to be addressed sometime within the next 6 months.